Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with 5th grade Girl Scouts Caitlin Kroll and Natalie Prohaska about cookie sales. This is the 100th year of cookie sales by Girl Scouts.
You are both Girl Scouts, and it's one of my favorite times of year when you guys are selling your cookies. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do to go through this process? I know I just buy them and eat them. What do you do?
We have a meeting most Mondays and we just talk about stuff, and sometimes we do fun stuff, and we're going to do a stained glass thing. We go to people and we ask them to buy cookies, and then
so we have to write down their names and what cookies they want. And then since we got a new bakery this year, we're kind of going back to the way
old school.
Yeah. And so now we're asking everybody for their orders, and then in about, I think, like 2 weeks, we're gonna actually get their cookies to them.
Can you tell me what different kinds of cookies there are this year?
We have Savannah Smiles,
the Trefoils,
Dosey Doe's,
Samoas,
Tagalongs,
Thin Mints,
new Girl Scout S'mores,
and our gluten-free Toffee-tastic.
And what is each of your favorite?
I like the Tagalongs.
I like the Girl Scout S'mores.
Not Thin Mints?
Thin Mints.
They're my second favorite. Yeah.
And do you have a goal when you're trying to sell these? Is that what the stained glass project's for?
Not really.
Sort of. We go to a cookie rally every year, and there's this thing where we like set our goal of how many boxes we want to sell, and then we try our best.
And do you know your personal goal off the top of your head?
Mine is 200.
Mine is 200 too.
And how's that going so far? It's pretty early still.
So my sister also sells, so we sort of just split it, and then
I'm actually doing pretty good. I have about I have over 100 already.
And who do you ask? Do you just go to your neighbors?
My mom goes around her work, and we just get our friends and people we know.
I go to my stepdad's office and my dad's office and my neighbors and my old neighbors, and that's kind of it, yes.
So have you guys done this for a few years? This isn't new to you?
This is my sixth year.
I think this is my fourth or fifth year.
And what do you learn through the process of selling cookies?
People skills and math and how to count money, and sometimes we have a cookie sale, or not sale,
booth sale,
and we just set up at Fairway or Coffee Corner somewhere around Washington, and we sell cookies as a troop.
That's been today's Washington Page with Caitlin Kroll and Natalie Prohaska, Girl Scouts and fifth graders in Washington, talking about cookie sales. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.